Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some crybabies?
I want to get me a tropical fantasy.
How about some lemon heads?
And don't forget that Swedish fish.
After all, you are going to
a bodega.
All right, everybody. Thank you for coming and checking out our shit, our hood, Double Dega. That's right. In effect, live, it is the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, the Poas Boricua, the man known as Pablo Siete Siete.
Bring it back.
Yup.
Bring it back.
We're talking about the big spick and ears like Q-tips. You know what I'm saying? And also, the man that you heard speaking, Mr. Brown and Bubbly. Let's set him off lovely, official, all the time. Senor DJ C in the building.
Ooh, I got to get my pants set in. Thank you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that my new theme song?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. The instant classic. I've taken down Brown and Bubbly for now, but yeah, whatever. I'm getting old.
And for all the ladies out there.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Wow. I don't know. You know, I'm desensitized to it. But you know what? Before you start playing the disclaimer, because I was just about to drop it, and I just realized I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So like we're saying, welcome everybody to the bodega, your little hangout, your little one-hour hangout up on the radio. You know, we're chilling with the 40 and stuff. And
the verbal fucker shop. That's what we like to call it.
Yeah, and before we really get colorful, because I know we are set to get colorful this evening.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, that's about it. That's good. That's good enough. The verbal barbershop is in order.
Yeah, so officially as of today, I made up my mind on the show for those who are downloading and for those that are listening, listening in.
Wow. Are you thinking about something else?
No, actually, no, I wasn't.
Okay.
You know what it is, man? When we do this show, I am so wiped out from just like the day's events and stuff. It's just like starting to become a job. but I figured the fact that we usually have our best shows when we free balling. go, man. I mean, we will try to bring you, not on a regular basis, but we'll try to bring you, you know, the pick, DJ Sid's pick of the week. We will try to bring you the Bodega News Report. News Network, excuse me. The Bodega News Network. All right.
I'm thankful for that.
All right. We're going to try to bring you the regular stuff we do on a regular basis. We're going to try to bring you the hip hop. We are definitely going to keep it hip hop. We're still going to try to sneak in a track or two. We still got some gems for the 90s heads out there, some unreleased demos and stuff that you never heard. Hell, if I get to it tonight, Sid, I got a Wu-Tang joint lined up.
Ooh,
I got a new
W.
If we get to it tonight, I got a new Ghostface joint, and I got an old school Wu-Tang joint, a demo that unless you're really, really, really into hip-hop like that, you probably haven't heard it. All right?
Wow.
But like I said, the show as of today is going to become a real official bodega. You know what I mean? Something that literally you're hanging outside. You're just chilling. Just bullshitting. The conversation could go anywhere. Anybody's girlfriend could roll up and try to blow up their spot talking about they know they're fucking around. All right?
Wow.
That's what's going to happen here.
Wow, you are going in tonight.
All right? That's what I am saying. So we're still going to keep it the regular stuff. But you know what? We started off this show trying to be really deep into hip hop, and because we joke around so much,
yeah, that's our bad.
like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, right. Our bad. Sorry, folks.
You know, and all this other stuff. You know what? Let's. The show's called The Bodega. We are gonna be true to that. I think.
Thank you, syndicators.
Oh, the syndicators can lick my brown penny, goddammit.
Here comes another email. Oh, boy.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, we got a couple things we could talk about. I mean, I'll put it like this. My week was chilled. How was your week, Sid? Let's ask about DJ Sid's week. How was your week, Sid?
It was terrible. No, really.
So, Joe, there you go.
No, it was all right. I can't, no complaints. Just, you know, getting to be our age, you know, you kind of start thinking about things you do when you were younger, and I think it was a retrospective week for me, so.
Alert.
Yeah, it was one of those weeks, and then placed a couple of phone calls to a bunch of old friends, checked in. But besides that, I didn't go out and party. I should have, but no. I don't even do that, so. Yeah, that's what my life's become. I sit home, do the mix, do the syndicated show, and then post it up. Sorry, it's boring, but it's the truth. I can't say that I'm slaying hoes and stuff like that, because I'm not. I wish I could be saying it, you know, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I wish I could be saying I'm doing a lot of clubs, but I'm sick and tired of the club scene, so, you know.
Yeah, man.
That's what happens if you get to be, you know. Game. I don't want to say game's over for me. I'm not married yet, so, you know.
Oh, you had to say that.
So I'm not saying. I was.
All right. You know what? You just completely set me up. You just gave me the big fat meatball, the big fat pitch. Wow. You know what I mean? You set me up with the meatball. I had a couple of things popping in my head, right? And one of the things that pops in my head, often is for some fucked up reason, relationships, right?
Okay.
Probably because I've been trapped in a 10-year relationship.
Wow.
Nah, I got love for my girl. I got love for my girl. So
you
want
to explain it to them, because you called her your wife on numerous occasions.
Oh,
so.
Well, it's not technically, she's not legally my wife. Allegedly.
Commonwealth, basically, she is now.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know.
10 years, right? I think it's like 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically 10 years, man. I've been with her forever. I'm an asshole. I control myself. I could jump in the barrel. So you know, I've been chilling with her for about 10 years. 4 kids. We got a little tribe, a little crazy Puerto Rican tribe. You know, I have to play the stereotype. You know, and I came in front this weekend. Yo, man, I got dragged to picture people to do the holiday pics. Fuck all you people in the mall. Fuck y'all.
Wow, which mall did you go to? Did you go,
I'm off. Poughkeepsie Galleria.
Yeah, I've been there numerous times.
Oh, my. Someone just. Thank you. So, you know, I did.
Thank you, producer.
Yes. Good looking out, producer. Deuce!
Deuce.
Well, speaking of before, not Deuce, but I got to give a real quick shout out. And no, I don't have the shout out clip. But can't find that goddamn clip. But I got to give a big fat shout out to my homeboy who I gave a shout out to last show, Billy Garcia, the one that's starting up the Wrestling Fed next year.
Okay.
Right, that I'm going to be a part of. I'm already set up as their hardcore champion, even though I haven't won. They're just giving me the belt. I'm like,
you know what? I read that, actually. I didn't read that.
Like,
who did he beat? Did you fight in Rio de Janeiro for the IC title assessment? You beat Pat Patterson? I don't even know.
Yo, man. My man, Billy Garcia, will be playing Yasser Arafat in Arab Money for Busta Rhymes.
Really?
I am dead ass serious.
Are you kidding?
I am not bullshitting you. He was filming the video over the weekend.
Actually, I did see there was actually a clip on this is getting it back to hip hop again. Yeah, they actually did show it. There's a clip. I can't remember from where it's from, but the website. But there is a clip of them backstage because I think Rick Cordero is directing the video. So
more than likely, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the promotion that he's starting up next year that hopefully I'll get to book.
Well, yeah, either way, my man's playing. Big up to all the Platanos up in Washington Heights. My man, they got a Platano playing Yasser Arafat. Go ahead, all my Middle Eastern folk, raise hell.
I was about to go in on Dominican there for a second. I'll say that then again, that's kind of shaky ground, so I'm not going in.
Oh, wow, yeah, you got to do it.
There was some petty joke I was going to make. And
my man don't want to get cut up and get found in different parts of the city.
Yeah. No. I love my people from Cardinal Hayes, so, you know, back in the day.
Yes, sir. Very smart, very intelligent, sir. You write it.
she thinks that was a smart move. Good looking out,
yeah.
Shiki.
They got good looking out, Billy. Good, definitely Yasser Arafat. That's historical.
So, big up to him. But going back to, I'm sorry, I had to get that shout out. Or else I would have forgot about it the whole show. I'm pretty much 10-year relationship.
Okay.
I'm engaged. And I know any people who download this show are going to be like, why you ain't get married yet? Bitch, kiss my ass on that marriage shit.
Wow.
I'm about to go in.
Wow. All right. By all means, you know what? If I had a spotlight right now, I'd put it right on you. So
I'm
about
to
stay out.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir. Word up. Tell them why you mad, sir.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to stay out of this. Go ahead.
All right, please. You can add it because this kind of – this is going to leapfrog in a bunch of spots, all right? It's a bunch of things. It's kind of – you know how conversations are, thoughts. You start having one thought or you hear something that triggers up a thought. You start going – you start on one topic and you flip to another topic. You kind of segue. Okay. And this whole thing started – what I'm going to lead to with marriage, all right? Believe me, anybody who's listening live, good looking out. Anybody who's downloading, good looking out. Anybody who's passing the word, good looking out. Anybody who's like – anybody who wants to spread this to the girlfriend and be like, you heard what this nigga said? Go ahead, bitch. Listen carefully.
Oh, wow. Well,
all right.
Okay.
First off the bat, big up. I ain't going to be that hood shit because too many hood motherfuckers are – they stereotype. Motherfuckers are all happy about Obama being president, soft-shoeing their ass, thinking things are going to change. All right, motherfuckers? I got news for you. Y'all motherfuckers are still biased against gay people. All right? I got love. For all my patos out there. I got love for the platanos and the patos, all right? Straight up, okay? And anybody who follows news knows out in California,
right,
they banned gay marriages again.
Yes.
All right? And that, which is some bullshit in my opinion. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying. Go ahead. Finish your thought. I got something to say about it.
All right. Because I'm about to, like I said, I ain't even going to play that no homo shit after every sentence. Fuck y'all.
No,
all right, I'm going in. All right. The whole idea.
Right.
I know it's cliche to say this at this point. If a gay couple wants to get married, let them get married.
Okay.
This goes back to something that people forget about that you talked about, Sid, a while ago. I forgot what we were talking about. But you brought it up. Separation of church and state. A lot of reasons why gay marriages are being frowned upon so heavily is because the motherfucking government ain't separating church from state.
Okay.
That's my belief. They're not separating because at the end of the day, it's still just a legal document that his whole entire purpose and weight was created via religion.
The theory of indigenous design.
What I'm saying. Thank you. See, everybody, can we tell who's college educated?
I think that's good.
You know, and And they outlaw that, which I think is bullshit. I think Connecticut, I don't know if Connecticut's trying to get it in or if they did get it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. If they do, big ups to them. You know, big up Vince McMahon. Big up. But it's the whole idea of, like, stopping gays from getting married, because a lot of it, they just want, you know, it's just another step towards acceptance. And a lot of them, it's about all the legal shit you can get with a marriage. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
But
that's
stop that. for them to stop that, for a government to stop that because of what because of their personal beliefs is biased. And some of it has to be rooted in religion, because only religion is so strict against gays.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's just, this is why I believe marriage has been bullshit for years now. See, I can segue, but if you got something to say, I'll let you talk.
No. You going to go in?
I started going in. I got more to go in on. Believe me. Women are going to hate me after this one.
I think, you know.
Wait, hold on. And don't forget, Sid. Don't forget, people. Sid is college educated.
I think in the state, actually. It's illegal in the state, but they will recognize it if you got married out of town. So, that's. What are you playing in the background?
You're the college educated one, man.
Oh, stop. I'm pretty sure that it is. I don't remember the state rules, but I do know that you can't get married in the state of New York, essentially. I don't know how it is in the UK, people, but maybe you could send me an email on it. But.
They probably will.
At dabodega@yahoo.com. Bodega Radio. Sorry.
Bodega Radio@yahoo.com.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. The California thing. This is where me and you have a difference of opinion.
All right.
Because it was on a vote.
It was.
So, I don't really care if it gets overturned or not, but you already gave a vote to it, and it was denied. So, what's to stop certain other things from happening and not go through a democratic process? You understand what I'm saying with that?
I ain't knocking the democratic process, but I'm saying you have to think a lot of the basis for a lot of government not wanting to allow it, not wanting to push the laws.
It's all about the people, though.
No, I'm saying it's the people, but the people in charge, a lot of it is rooted in beliefs, which are based in religious beliefs.
Well, that's never going to change, whether it be
racism
or anything like that. I mean, it's always going to happen, regardless.
I think that's what I was trying to get at, because the whole idea of separation of church and state becomes null and void at that goddamn point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it becomes null and void at that point, because at this point there is no separation of church and state. No one's thinking with goddamn logic. But then again, let's be fair. And people, I'm a practicing Catholic, but you know what? Like George Carlin said, you want to hold those people again. You know, they want to hold their own little vendettas against these people for whatever fucking reason. All right. All right, that it's a disease or whatever the fuck they want to believe. All right, but they want to believe there's a big man in the sky that's going to strike them down if they lie or if they, God forbid, have sex out of wedlock.
Wait, that just kind of disproves your Catholic.
I'm still standing here, nigga. I'm still standing here.
It kind of disproves your whole Catholic.
Oh, fuck, I ain't even been struck down 2 inches. Much less been struck down by lightning.
I'm just saying, that just kind of disproves the whole Catholic thing, don't you think? I can't really, it always says that about, people always talk about how strict the Catholic they are, whatever, and the first question that you ask them is, you did have premarital sex before you got married, didn't you? Yeah, all right, then. You kind of blew out your theory right out the water. Not yours particularly.
I'm just saying I have an issue with it because it's, and like I said, it's kind of cliche to say at this point, but the truth of the matter is, if gay people want to get married, let them enjoy the benefits and the fucking headaches if it falls apart. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt. Don't get me wrong. Wait, yeah, by all means.
Falling
go
apart.
But the only thing I just can't stand about that whole California thing was it was decided on a vote, kind of like, once again, the whole presidency thing. So why are you going to try to get something overturned? All right, so what's prohibiting McCain from having a lawsuit or something like that to overturn this election?
Oh, boy, here we go.
You see where I'm going with that?
Oh, yeah.
It was voted on by the people. It's already said and done. So
I'm not trying to get this shit overturned. I ain't trying to get this shit overturned. I'm just voicing.
Well, I'm not saying you.
I'm just going off because the whole thing of religion playing a hand in people that work for the government and people that decide and make decisions, playing a hand in it when there's supposed to be separation of church and state. you know, instead of being logical. But then again, folks, let's be real. Like I said, if we were talking logic, we've learned one thing. The Catholic religion isn't based in logic. As far as they're concerned, and I heard, and I can't take credit for this one, but I'm going to reuse it, all right?
Okay.
As far as the Catholic religion is concerned, Jesus was riding around on a dinosaur, regardless of what scientists actually found. Okay? Let's keep that in mind, you bastard.
Yeah.
All right?
Wow.
And going in on marriage. So, of course, I heard that. Like I said, everything kind of segues, especially in my head when I'm sitting around doing nothing but twiddling my thumbs. So, all right. Sid, I know there was a joke there. I know.
Where's it going there, man? Yeah, keep going.
So, I'm just saying. So, my head, so my big-ass brain, you know, because I'm 6'5", air thin up here, make whatever jokes you want. I didn't know they stacked shit that high. Hey, folks, if I had the clip from Full Metal Jacket, I play it. I'll get it next week if you want. Send a request to doublebagelradio@yahoo.com.
Chill.
Whatchamacallit. So it let me. I've always had a belief on marriage. I think the idea of marriage, how certain women, still young women, let me be fair, young women, still push the idea of marriage so hard on us fucking dudes, all right? And I mean, they push it hard body, all right? They push it like when it'd be 2 years deep. You ain't never live with the chick, so you don't know if she goes in. You don't know if she takes a shit with the door open.
Uh-huh.
All right. You don't know what's going on. All right. And she wants to get married. You get married. Next thing you know, a year or two deep, you're already thinking about cheating because all this shit that you went into the relationship thinking starts drying out. It starts to get boring. And the shit falls apart. That's why I've been chilling with my woman for 10 years. My woman knows I'm committed to her. You know what? I gave my woman something that's worth more and means more to her coming from me than the idea that I'm going to get married and stay committed because, again, the big man in the sky is watching over me and a piece of paper is telling me I can cheat, okay? That I told my woman, you know what? Let me sign over my checks to you. Take care of the bills. Just be sure I'm good with a mata in the fridge, yo.
All right.
My woman.
Hell, yeah. I got to be honest with you. If it was that easy to buy your love, I would have moved in with you a long time ago.
No!
Wow.
But I'm just saying, but it's one of those things where I'm making a joke about it because that's what I got to do, man. But whatchamacallit, but that's my idea of marriage. It's like, you know what? Marriage, if you think marriage is going to work for you, then you damn sure better be sure you can live with the woman. You better be sure all that bullshit that people do in the beginning of the relationship, all that fucking brown nosing, all that bullshit of, I love you, snooker, all this shit that you know, the stupid shit you do in the beginning of a relationship to try to, that you don't want to do. We're talking about hanging out at the mall, holding her bag, saying, yeah, I'm having fun. No,
can I
not
ask you one question? Because you've already put that thing out there about living with somebody. What was the big difference between you and your girl that you when you first started living together that you didn't expect?
Well, I've learned like everybody, there are things that change. There are things you can't. I learned
this. What was the one thing?
There wasn't one thing. I'll be real. Oh, okay. There wasn't one thing. There was a.
Okay.
There wasn't one thing.
Think.
There was. You got to pluralize that. There was one thing. Okay.
Wow.
Fraction. Okay.
Okay.
Whatchamacallit? Man, it's one of those things where, but I realized this through all my relationships. And the funny thing is, being in it, and I'm still young enough to know the deal. And I got to be grateful with my relationship. I've been real with my girl. To the point where, yeah, it's gotten nasty, it's gotten ugly, but at the end of the day, when the smoke cleared, it's like, all right, you know what? At least we can be real with each other and not grow old convincing ourselves or lying to ourselves or staying in it for the sake of something else. You know what I mean? Because there's one thing I did learn growing up is that for every one couple I personally know that got married or stayed together, right, there was like another two that stayed together longer than they probably should have because they were trying to convince themselves that there was something else there when the shit was already fucked up. All right. And then you have
couples like that now though.
There's something it's constant and people don't learn, man. Some people just don't want to take the goddamn gamble of like, you know what? Let me be real. People don't want to take This goes for male, men and women. Certain people don't want to take the gamble of possibly hitting the detonator. And the idea that you may not be able to come back from it. And by that I mean taking the gamble of addressing a situation that you know is going to set off an argument, okay? But you're addressing a real issue, you know? And a lot people don't want to take that gamble. People just don't want to fight or argue, so they're willing to take the shit. A lot of dudes I know that cheated and shit like that were in long-term relationships, not the dudes that were players out the gate, fucking around, big up. You know what, there's too many of y'all fools I know that fuck around out the gate. But I'm talking about the ones that are with their girls for like a year or two, and then they start straying. Because their whole relationship starts becoming a punchline, starts becoming a comic routine, you know, like, yeah, I don't get it no more. Yeah. Oh, we've heard these jokes 1,000 times, you know what I mean? It's a stereotypical relationship.
Right.
You know, and it's fucked up. And people, and it's unfortunate because I don't know why. And it seems like the younger you are, the more of a dumb shit you are, man. That, and by younger, I'm not even talking about your teens. If you're teens, you're expected to cheat and be a dumbass and do all that shit and get the clap and get healed and get gonorrhea and then bust off in someone's girl's face and talking about, oops, I didn't mean to hit your eye, all that shit. And fine. You do that. About the shit you do in your 20s and your 30s. I'm talking about, you know, just I'm talking about fooling yourself in the beginning of the relationship and not being completely honest about what your interests are, where your interests lie. You know what I mean? There's a couple right. people that do it, but there's more that don't. There's more that are willing to just kind of say yes to everything in the beginning, and then once the relationship goes further and further down the road, you start regretting some of those yeses when you didn't mean yes. You okay. know what I mean? Like it becomes almost expected of you because you did it in month two. You're expected to do it in month 2 years and 3 days, you know?
All right.
I'm kind of all over the place at this point, people. Sorry.
Wow. I know, you're going in. That's good. For everyone who's actually listening, you're doing your thing right now.
But I will tell you this, though. I got to give big ups. As much as I shitted right now on religion, I pulled a little George Carlin, much respect due to the God. Yeah, I got a little slang up in there, peoples. I'm using 5%er talking about George Carlin. Do you realize this?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Oh man, I'm an asshole.
So Joe, there you go again.
It's still fun. I gotta give credit to, man. The one news story I heard this past week said.
Okay.
It happened. It's out of Dallas, all right. And I wish more churches, or at least, more churches were open minded.
Church. I say church. More churches.
More churches were open minded in this sense. A church in Dallas. We're talking south of the Bible Belt, Dallas, Texas. Okay. Like if there's a Dallas, like if there's a Dallas, Michigan.
That's why I paused. I was like, wait a second, I want to see where you're going with this.
Yes.
It's one of those weeks for you, isn't it?
Fuck you, though. But yeah, like I was saying, there was a pastor who was talking to his congregation this week and put out a challenge to his congregation. This redeems me being a Catholic, okay? He challenged all of the married couples in his congregation, and he said him and his wife of 26 years are also going to take up the challenge, a 7-day sex challenge.
Oh, I did hear that. Yes,
all right.
I did hear this.
Married, he wanted the married couples in his congregation. He challenged them to try to have sex at least once a day for 7 days in an effort to build a stronger appreciation for each other's bodies and their relationship. And I don't know about you, but when I'm fucking, I'm feeling really close to somebody. All right. That is the best time to say that if you want me to fix the roof, you better have some bomb ass pussy. Hit me up right at that moment and I'm fixing the roof. I'm reshingling. I'm building a damn chimney.
I'm sorry.
So with that, wow.
Yeah, big dude.
So
this is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Well, with that in mind, like I said, so like the 7 days. Sorry, I got lost in thought here. So with he issued the 7-day sex challenge, right, to his congregation, and he draws about 20,000 people, man.
Yeah, right.
He ain't doing Obama numbers, but he's drawing people. And whatchamacallit? And I thought that was really great that he can keep an open mind. I mean, he did a Catholic spin, you know. He wasn't putting it on all those people that are fucking out of wedlock, and the fact that half of them couples are probably cheating on their spouse with another couple in the congregation. But that's just my opinion, not that it's fact.
nice disclaimer.
You know how it is.
The following program may contain adult language and themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Thanks, Deuce.
So, yeah, like I was saying, so I thought it was really dope that he opened up his mind. And, you know, he told him, hey, man, if you people are married, regardless of how long you've been married, you know, see if you can get busy for 7 days. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but 7 days. If you're married, let's see if you can knock it out like you did before you got married. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure there's a 60-year-old woman who was happy about that proclamation. And I can think it, but I really do think it's awesome because I'll be real. I've been in a relationship for 10 years, and I'm only 31, and there has been dry spells. I mean, due to a lot of age. I'm being real. It's my show. Anybody ever calls, they want to be. I'll be real. All right.
Call up 1-800-223-9797. I had to get it in, Pops.
Lisa Everett ain't talking about this shit.
Because she ain't getting any.
But we'll call it. But it happens. But the sad truth of the matter is it does happen. And in my opinion, when shit like that happens is when it makes it easier to stray, is when it makes it easier to fuck around. You know what I mean? And for a pastor to say, hey, if you're married and you've been together for a while, can you go 7 days? Can you live it like the way you were when you were, you know, a teenager? And I think that's really dope. I think that's really dope and open-minded of, you know, a pastor in the South, no less, doing that. You know what I mean? I don't know if you feel the same way, Sid, but I definitely think that's hot.
I don't think you should be blasted off his congregation like that, but, you know.
It's all over the news. I'm not putting them on blast.
I know. I'm not saying you are, but I don't think you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think you should be – I don't think the pastor should have just put the whole congregation on blast like that. Like, yo, go get them for 7 days.
But,
you know?
he said, he was talking to the married couples. He was challenging the married couples. So, in other words, they're already married. They're already allowed to fuck in the eyes of the Lord. Now, see, I'm already burning in hell as far as I'm concerned. But
you already got one foot in the grave right there.
And you're Muslim, so you already lost like 50 of
God.
Virgins, dude. So you're screwed.
Oh, I've been screwed for a long time, man. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm done.
You know, but I could go in on more on this, man. We already went through half of the damn show. So you know what? Like I said, let's get to some new hip-hop, all right? All right, new hip-hop. And this is something, you know what? For those that don't know where the history of the vocoder came from.
Oh. All right. It's like. Hey, you blasted off. Fire off a shot, man. With Deuce. Fire off a shot, Deuce.
You want you
Please.
Should I fire off a shot? Oh, fire off.
Thanks, right. Deuce.
Yo, we're talking about vocoder. And for the record, I can't even get into this because I didn't follow up on the story. All I know is for the record, if y'all are interested out there who are listening and downloading it, T-Pain had the nerve to put Ron Brown on blast saying he's not using the vocoder right.
Right.
What?
Right.
But anyway, either way, let's get. I'm gonna play. It's a hip hop track, but it uses an old beat. All right. It's done by Ghostface, a man who is known to appreciate the old style. All right. And my man took the Zap, the what was it? The Zap and Toutman original, Computer Love, and he flipped it. So for those of you that don't know where the history of the vocoder, it's been used in many places, but the man who really took it to where T-Pain's trying to take it, Roger Taubman, this is his joint with Ghostface freestyling on it. We ready to do this?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go for
Check
it.
Check it out. It's the Computer Love with Ghostface.
Yo, they sitting on D's. I'm sitting on cream. Streets named after me, Martin Luther Bling. Is jealous of my closet's mean. Mad furs, handmade rugby, Starks, butter jeans. My wizard dime, bedroom sets, 800 thread count. Colorful sheets like my daughter's barrettes. And I stop any bank who try to place they bet. Got a heart shaped mattress for whoever I set. My dick game alone come with special effects. My girl light up a few times, ask Carlette. She said, wow, almost lost her breath. I glow in the dark, my scene in the chest. I get those honeys, I get that money. If I was Elmer Fudge, oh, I'd get that bunny. My fingers stay in the ring like Tommy Hearns. When I was young, more than six, I used to take turns. What's up now?
You know I've been searching for someone who can share what special love with me.
All the crispy saucy, feeling the buzz, can't hold a piss, running back and forth to the restroom, but on my mind, I'm just thinking about how I'm a sex fool. Should I lay it down face first, arch her back, then proceed to lick in the purse, I'ma slay that, soon as she come back, get it in hardcore, go eat, then take a nap, wake up. Feel the bed, sheets are soaking, look up, with the headboard is broken, she still sleep, yeah, laying there knocked out, looking fine as hell, comfortable while under my spell, get up, she gonna love me, touch me, hug me, right now she feels good because me, irresistible love queen, melted all in my mouth, no doubt, like some cake and ice cream. Voluptuous, we because chemistry's like a hand in glove. That's why I gave her my computer love. Put her ass to sleep, yeah, that's the stuff. So.
That was Ghostface Killah. That is pretty much a freestyle. But, yes, it's him using the Computer Love beat.
Roger Taubman's the man.
With Taubman on, you know, he just kept the same chorus.
The man. Can't front. Classic. You know what? If it's worth it, let him go watch the show, the documentary.
Oh, the show, the documentary?
Oh, yeah.
I would have played that, man. Anybody ever wants to hear that, get at me. Sid is talking about none other than Biggie doing the live version of Me and My Bitch. Biggie flipped it on the soundtrack for the show to the Computer Love beat.
Yes, sir.
They just looped the beat, and he just kicked it to the beat with Puffy, you know, doing his little His, the 90s Puffy. Let's be real. The 90s
yeah,
Puffy doing his.
Take that. Bad Boy remix.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much every Puffy's joy in the early mid to late 90s. Who am I? You know, but then again, I'm not going to say it. Yeah.
I got to apologize. I did mention that there was going to be a Wu-Tang demo. I thought I had it ready to go. I do not have it ready to go tonight.
Okay.
I am sorry, y'all. I will. You know me. I will get to it in like 5 shows from now.
Yeah, you'll get to it. Yeah.
You know, but you know what? I do have other Wu-Tang tracks, so you know what? There's other stuff we can get to. But bringing up the Wu-Tang thing, you know what? Let's go to the hip-hop thing, man. Hold on. I'm gonna rep it like a real bodega right now, all right?
Okay.
We haven't really truly rep this like a real bodega, all right? Yo, my man Sid, yo, you checked that BET Wu-Tang joint this past week?
Nah, man. I was too busy screwing my honey, son. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. I actually didn't get a chance to check it out.
You know what I was doing, yo? You know what I was doing?
What were you doing?
Just hit the corner store. You know what I'm looking for, Saint I.
Let's just play for a minute. Let our listeners chill with this for a minute.
Thank you, Deuce. That's the greatest commercial ever. Ever.
All right, man. Going back to the Wu-Tang. Well, you know what, man? I feel bad. You know what? Okay, before we go on the Wu-Tang thing, all right?
Okay.
We have... I'm going to give a props. One of the people listening in tonight is my boy Jason, a different Jason. I know a couple of Jasons, so...
Man, you worldwide, son.
Yo, Jason's worldwide. Big up. JJ, that's how we call you up in the pen. Yo, JJ. Yo, man, you know what? He's a new listener. I'm almost tempted to break out the PSA, man.
Oh. You know what? Actually, if you want to hear the PSA, let him go download the Pasha. I'm just saying.
All right, man. You know what? Let's move forward. Okay, so the BET thing, the Wu-Tang BET thing.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to catch it. That's what I was too busy dealing with my honey, son.
No, man. You know what? And I know some people are probably going to check out this show for the first time. This could be their first show. You never know. So you know what? I'm going to play a little snippet. You people want to hear the only PSA like 3 or 4 shows ago, man. Download
it.
We played it like twice.
It's certified.
Here's a little snippet. Here's a little taste. You know what? We're going to treat this like 87 with the crack. All right? Check this out. That's all you're getting, God damn it.
Damn right.
Oh, there's a lot more to it, but we will eventually play that whole thing from beginning to end in the near future. But
download the damn joint if you can't hear it yet. Sorry, I'm just saying, download past shows.
All right,
I need the hits.
All right, the Wu-Tang, the BET Wu-Tang documentary. For those that don't know, last week, those who are into Wu-Tang, a documentary was shown on BET, 2-hour documentary, talking about their career up until about 2 years ago. I mean, they reference stuff that they've done post the end of that thing, but they only talk, like at the end of the credits, they mention the album, 8 Diagrams, they mention what everybody's doing now, but they mention it like, you know, just with the still picture and the words underneath. They didn't go into it, even though the documentary was produced this year. But it only covers with interviews and live footage up until right after Old Dirty died.
Okay.
right? I personally was amped to see the documentary, but I'll tell you why. GZA, one of the original members of the Wu, is producing a documentary, and I believed this to be it, okay? I thought they were airing it on BET, and then they were going to put it out on DVD with all the extras and shit.
Okay.
I personally was fucked up in the head when I realized this was a BET-produced joint.
Oh.
It was produced by BET. So,
in other words, it wasn't good.
Well, what do you think, Sid?
I think it's commercialized, and it didn't get into the everything. Am I right?
I agree with you. I think it was very commercialized. I don't think they covered nearly as much as they could have. And I think, and this is not shitting on them, okay? But I think the first half covered the beginning, the rise of it. And I think it was good in the sense that they even had Ralph McDaniels up in there. You could go and get Ralph. He's crying.
We were referred – people, you guys
Uncle
were referred
Ralph.
To him as the Uncle Ralph, the legend guy. All right, so, yes, Ralph McDaniels is on it.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, you know, they're trying. But then, like, the beginning of the second half, it focused strictly on Old Dirty. Like, they said, like, you know, the chrome, like, everything must go up. Everything that goes up must come down. They start talking about how, like, the group splintered. But it focuses directly on old Dirty. And the second half... The documentary with commercials, obviously, is 2 hours. Without commercials...
Like an hour and a half.
Yeah, you have to get about an hour and a half. So the second 40, like, the last 40 minutes of it are all Old Dirty. And I'm not mad at Old Dirty, but I would have liked to see a more well-rounded coverage on, not that they broke up, but they definitely had issues.
There's no Capadonna sightings or you guys.
You know, Someone show me the footage of Capadonna driving the cab. I want to see that.
There is no extra you got footage featuring Master Kill in the background. None
show
of that.
Me you got on the Smack DVD Diss and RZA. Someone show me that.
Right. Wait, so let me get this right now. If BET puts out a junk documentary like that, and VH1 puts out an equally but good enough documentary on NWA, and they're not even close to hip-hop, not until recently, you understand where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the NWA documentary was great. It was all taken from the footage that we've had for a while, but it was done very well.
It was done extremely well. And they tried to get as many clips as they could from different sources.
Yes. Yes.
You know, BET just felt it didn't. I knew something was up once I realized there was a lot of clips of them in the booth on BET Rhapsody.
There's
all the shit they did. Why aren't they like? It was like there's something up here. And me personally, who I am a Wu fan. All right. And, I mean, I'm not knocking you, Sid, but I know I'm deep in the – I went out and bought the last album in the store on Tuesday, all right? I bought it with the extra DVD. I bought that bitch, all right? And GZA is producing a documentary with footage he filmed himself and home video footage, all right? I knew about that. So when I saw this shit, I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like, my eyes bugged the fuck out.
Okay.
And then when I saw what I saw, it was kind of a letdown. Because then when I saw what I saw, I was like, all right. Like, I'm trying to gauge. And then I'm like, I don't think this is the GZA one.
It was kind of like the Biggie documentary done by D-Rock, which isn't even out yet, but.
Which one? Oh, you're talking about the one that's coming out in the theaters? Notorious?
Yeah. Not Notorious, no. There's actually footage that D-Rock took.
Oh, you're talking about... Wait, there's a bunch... Because there's also another... There's another Biggie documentary out there called... I can't remember the name of it. I have a bootleg of it. Representing
I haven't
the name,
but I think the definitive version is the Behind the Music.
Behind the Music is good. No, there's a documentary. There is a documentary, a hood, one of those hood DVD documentaries. I think it's called, like, Bigger Than Life or some shit like that. It's not bad.
Oh, yes.
We're talking
about
that. It's one of the few times you can see Biggie chilling in the car, right? Chilling in the car with him actually talking about Raekwon. Raekwon's album, talking about Only Built for Cuban Links.
Right.
And he's sitting there literally rap freestyling to the song. He's doing what we did when we were kids, when we heard the song.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just something really dope about that. You know what I mean?
I don't, you know, you would expect BET to actually, no, you wouldn't actually. Because I nailed that right on the head and I didn't even watch it.
So yeah, that's sad. But see, then it's all right. If it comes on, it's okay to watch, but by no means is it in depth. By no means did they cover it as well as they could have. BET could have done a hell of a lot better job. But then again, you know what? The BET Awards can give me a rusty trombone for all I care. So that tells you how I feel about their asses.
Oh, wow.
Right. Do we want to go into a Wu-Tang song for the hell of it?
After you just put out Rusty Trombone, you're going to put out a Wu-Tang song?
I got two Wu-Tang songs. I got New GZA, and I got a dope-ass Master Killer cut. And you know which Master Killer cut.
Yeah, I do know.
I got the Master Killer, and I got a dope-ass brand new GZA. What do you?
Yeah, play the Master Killer. Go ahead. I know the joint you're talking about, so play. Let the audience get exposed to it. It's 3-something in the UK. They can wake up right now.
All right, check this out, everybody. You guys are going to love this beat. It's one of the last few cuts with ODB. It's Master Killer, ODB, and RZA. The track is called Old Man. Get ready to grab your heart and start yelling for Elizabeth.
I want 2 feet padded special sauce, onions, tomatoes, lettuce on a sesame seed bun. On a sesame seed bun, the big dummy.
Dun, 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 dun. I want 2 feet patties with onions, special sauce, cheese, on a special sauce, sesame seed bun. The big dummy.
I rock the mic and make the crowd say ho. People, if you ready to ride, then let's go. The older the wine, the more vintage. Each sentence mature like stock dropped on beat. Soul at its highest peak, the Black Panther. Calling for the answer, the shadow dancer. No cure for the cancer. Carefully approach this near the approach. Tension in the street, we stretch them, wanna eat. Supply, meet the demand for those who get high. Sly in the family. Carve my name in stone, preach to Angie. Own and own. Cheap J Strong, 44 long. Stay today's bath and what's your name bone. The abbot had his head reflected off the phone, bank loan for a mil. Oprah, hold me down like Dr. Phil.
This is Napsap rap, point joint gas. My gas pointing at you that you can't point back. Penetrating skulls, I'm digging holes like a mole. I swore we're not dull. My daily toils to protect the earth so the seas won't spoil. Your Frankenstein type mind like Peter Boyle. Hooked on that power, you money weed. Power too, powerful guard you. Fine booze, lines of snooze. Clouds of smoke, we smoke to daybreak. We keep the leaves soaked in that BC. Now best to run when y'all see me. I'm like Godzilla stomping through Mount Fiji. On his way to Tokyo, you hollow block head, tell lies like Pinocchio. Flip the Nokia phone, call my nigga TS. How you want the triple X rock cut, BS or princess? Or simply solid, the prince word is worth more than the wallet.
Doggy dog, yeah, we'll steal your bones. Doggy dog, yeah, we'll steal your bones. Doggy dog, yeah, we'll steal your bones.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
All right, we're back. Yep.
You know, right now, our boy, fellow conglomerate member, new father, DJ Monk, is loving that Master Killer joint right now. He is rocking out with that Master Killer joint. He loves Sanford and Son.
For those that are curious about that joint, that is on Master Killer's album, I think, Made in Brooklyn, if I'm correct?
Yes.
All right. It's actually a good You know what? Master Killer, for probably the least recognized out of the nine of Wu-Tang, who had his solo album come out last also. Yo,
yeah.
That album is pretty hot, all right? There's a couple that have played on that. If you are a Wu-Tang fan, all right, and we're talking, if that album came out 96, give or take, that album would
have
hit.
You know what? I kind of think it's 97, but yeah, I think you're right, though. You could be right.
Well, we'll look at it like this. Enter the Protecting That came out 92, 93. So,
right.
So 96 was around, 96, 97 was the double album. So that's why I said about that time.
Yeah, they about
still,
that time.
They were still at the peak, and the hip-hop audience was a little bit more open. Wait, let me be fair. The mainstream hip-hop audience and the DJs that play it and have access to it were a little bit more open-minded and a little bit more well-rounded.
Oh. Okay.
They know, ooh, that's the goddamn truth, man.
I was just saying.
All right, don't get me started. Joel Ortiz would be huge right now.
I think he'd be huge in 96. Absolutely. Without a doubt in my mind.
The technology would be huge right now.
I think so, too. Yeah.
All right. Static Selector's albums would have been as big as Flex's legit mixtape albums.
Yeah. Because, well, you know what? I was going to do the No Frills review on it for the people overseas that get us. But, you know, I don't want to get a ton of email on it. But I was basically, I think the first line I was going to say in that review was, it seemed like there was a time in the mid to late 90s where if you were a mainstream radio DJ in hip-hop and you had a compilation mixtape, you were guaranteed to go gold or better. And I think Static Selector would have, with both albums, literally would have done the same. So.
Yeah, man. It's just,
it's a shame. I think Murs would have been very accepted in that time frame too, you know.
Yeah. Man, what are you gonna do? Damn it, it just stinks.
But I think we're in tune right now as a hip hop culture. I think now with all the young cats getting into it now, they're so desensitized by diversity that they're used to one thing and one thing only. So whatever they see, and a lot of it has to do with BET and music videos that they see, or what's left of music videos that they actually do get to watch.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like it was 10 years ago or even 15 years ago where there was so much diversity in the game where, you know, you might like something and the other person might not like it too much and like something else that you might not like, but yet there was a common bond where if you guys went to a show, you know, you could do it. Now it's not like that. There's too much.
We can go. We can really go on for another hour. That's how this whole show started. So you know
Dane's killing me right now. Dane.
Dude just told us we got like a minute and a half to go, man. So you know what? You want to do the plugs today?
Sure. Why not?
All right, let's hook you up, brother.
All right. Thank
you.
Go
for it.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. You could both reach us on our two MySpace pages: www.myspace.com. /SkillsRow for the Crow PAB, my partner in crime.
Yeah.
Or DA Conglomerate if you want to hit the Conglomerate page with my remixes. Thank you, dudes. I don't need you in my ear again. also, if you want to email us directly, it's dabodegaradio@yahoo.com. Get the new Conglomerate mix EP. I'm sorry.
Yeah, drop us an email. We'll send you the link.
Send you the link, absolutely. Well, we might even send you magnets if we could get. We could.
I gotta talk to you. I'm gonna hook you up.
All right. Okay. I was about to get up in you about it. Of course, son. All right. Next week we got more. It is the bodega. Come on.
Yeah, next week we didn't cover the no frill section. We didn't cover welfare cheese. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna talk about was Lion-O gay or wasn't he gay? He-Man.
Would have been popping
Chikara,
son. I'm just saying. I would have.
Was He-Man really the Dutch boy on steroids in another occupation? We're talking that nigga was moonlighting, yo.
Oh, man. Orko's there for a reason. I'm just saying.
Orko was a bitch.
All right. We got to go.
Orko and Snark need to be shot and mounted.
All right, dudes, I hear you. All right, we got to go, man.
Yes, people, every Tuesday, 9:30, and every now and then a surprise show, so check on the page.
Thanks, dudes.
Yeah, is out.
Peace, people.